Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Good morning, Passion Church. We are so glad to see you this morning. How many of you are ready to break down some walls today? morning.
Our God is greater.
Clap of praise because of who He is this morning. We honor You, Lord. We honor You, Lord. We worship You, God. Come on, lift up the name of Jesus in this house today. We worship You, God. We worship You, God. before him this morning. Father, we sense you. And we know, God, that you inhabit the praises of your people. So as we honor you this morning, it's what it's all about. And as we honor you this morning, you will habitate in this house, oh God. We ask, Father, that you hover in this place. There are so many people who need to hear from you today, God, myself included. So, Father, we humble ourselves and we ask that you habitate in this house. Father, we need you this morning, and we know that everything that we need is wrapped up in you today. Everything that we need is wrapped up in you today. So we honor you, Jesus.
Your blood is a rescue for the sin-stained life. Your blood is healing to the hopeless and broken. Your blood, it's enough. Oh, yes, it is. Jesus, it's enough. Your blood is a shelter in the middle of my storm. Your blood is my refuge when I'm hurting and alone. Your blood is enough. Yes, Jesus is enough. It's renewing, restoring, saving and healing.
So friends, we can now, without hesitation, I want you to hear that part this morning, without hesitation. That means you don't have to meander. You don't have to wonder what God's going to say or what God's going to do. But you can come boldly in a split instant without hesitation this morning. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, Passion Church? Without hesitation this morning, walk right up to God into the holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is his body. So this morning, I don't know what you're bringing to the table this morning. I know what I'm bringing, and it's heavy, and it's enough, and it's not fun. Just being transparent this morning, it's a heavy burden this morning. But I don't have to hesitate. I can run boldly, the word says, to the throne of grace this morning, and I'm so thankful for that this morning. So if you need to run to the grace of God, if you need to run to the authority of God, if you need to run to the power of God this morning, you don't hesitate today. Are you hearing what we're saying? Don't hesitate today to run to the King this morning, because he is more than able. He is more than willing today. In fact, I want you to say that with me. God, you are more than able. God, you are more than willing. God, you're more than able today. God, you are more than able today. Yes, he is. He's more than able today to do abundantly above all that we could ask or think today. So I don't know what you're facing today. Let me tell you, I know that God is here, and he's a faithful, loving God to his children today. So I'm just going to ask, if you will, just reverently, no one walking out to get coffee, no one going to the restroom. I'm holding it. You can hold it. Okay? I want you to take a second. I know that's pretty blunt this morning, but I want you to take a second, because the presence of God is in this house. And I want you to not hesitate. If there is a need this morning, and I know there is, I want you to not hesitate. And these altars are open. Well, Julie, do I have to come down to the front? No, you don't. But sometimes an act of surrender is all it takes to break through whatever you're facing. You can pray right there and be okay. I get it. But these altars are open. Your pews or chairs are open. We're going to touch God for just a second. Is that okay with you? Come on, would you just lift up your need to the Father? Father, we know that there in this room, there are many needs that are represented here. And God, without hesitation, without hesitation, we come boldly before your throne, because your blood did it all, oh God. Your blood shed on Calvary for us provided healing. It provided salvation this morning. It provided strength this morning. It provided hope. Without the shedding of blood, there is no covering or remission of sin today. So God, we have hope in you this morning because of Calvary, because of your blood. What more could we need today, oh God, but your blood? What more could we ask for but your blood, oh God, that covers us today? Cover us, Jesus. Every person in this room, God, we ask that you cover with your blood this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. And if you don't know him today, then guess what? Today's your day. You've been set up by the Father this morning. You've been set up by the Father this morning. He is covering you right now, even as you speak. So without hesitation, that word just won't leave me this morning. Without hesitation, we don't wait, we don't tarry, we don't say, well, I got tomorrow. No, honey, you don't know if you have tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. And without hesitation, we're running to the Father this morning in the name of Jesus. So God, I want you to say this prayer after me. Jesus, I thank you for what you did for me. I thank you for dying on the cross for me and for everyone. But God, you did it for me. So I ask you to come into my heart today. I ask you to lead my life. I ask you to be the Lord of every situation. I give myself to you. I surrender my heart to you. I surrender my life to you. I give it to you this morning. And I ask you to be the Lord of my life. In the name of Jesus. And if you said that prayer, would you just lift your hand up high? And we're going to put some material in your hands today. Come on, would you give him a shout of praise for lives that are coming to the kingdom today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without hesitation this morning. So Father, now we lift up our cards to you and we pray over our 10 movers. These are people that you put a burden on our hearts to pray for. God, you know who mine are. They are on my list, and I'm not giving up until they come to you. We lift our movers to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, you are the convicting power. We ask that you go with them where they are right now, in their homes, in their workplace. Maybe they're laying in bed on this Labor Day weekend. Maybe they're laying at the lake. Wherever they are, Holy Spirit, I ask that you arrest their attention in the name of Jesus, and that you call them to yourselves, Lord. Don't let us sleep until we see our friends and our loved ones who need you come to the knowledge of you in the name of Jesus. And we believe we're going to reap that harvest, God, in the name of Jesus, because they're coming. I want you to say this with me. They're coming from the north and the south and the east and the west. They're coming to the knowledge of Jesus today. I claim that in the name of Jesus. Would you just give him a shout of praise in this house today? Jesus, I don't want to stop because I sense the presence of the Lord this morning, but we're going to switch gears in just a second. We have lots of fun things going on today. Young people getting baptized. Oh, that doesn't excite anybody but me. Teenagers who are publicly making a declaration today. So we have lots to do. Amen. I'm excited about that. I want you to take just a second and just hug on somebody's neck. Tell them you love them. And in the presence of the Lord, would you just greet each other today, our brothers and sisters?
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.